Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 25. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. Yep, that's the abbreviation and acronym. Hey, for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you for listening live, but you can feel free to call 646-478-0944 like that 216-324, like that 216-400, and it's 216-804 numbers. Now, just listen for your area code and your first three digits when I come to it. That way you'll be able to speak. Now, if you're sending any music or commercials in, feel free to send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie B direct at 646-478-0944. I listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1 if you didn't do so in the first place. Some of the things that's going on around you, Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of music from Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter of Alfred Porter, JR1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, or the Twitter of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley, JR period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, or hit up that www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com website. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. Before the Queen's Court airs at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter J.R. period, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Man in the Street 13, that is also the Twitter page. I want to let people know you can check out www.templabor.org. That's the logtv.com as well. Or check out the YouTube page of Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. And We Are Cleveland. It has nothing but Cleveland artists on there. So that's a beautiful thing in itself. Now, I need to take the time, because if I don't do it now, I won't do it. Before I go and check out my phone caller from 216-324, stay on deck. I'll be coming to you shortly, but I need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. I will say two honorable mentions has to go out. One would be to, of course, Arrogant. My brother in that from Chop Shop, they have a wonderful open mic that happens every couple weeks. Sometimes it pulls in and has made it in the top 10, just not this time. And the other one is the Lucky 7 with DJ Jack the Ripper. They just missed the cut barely. But the top 10, starting at number 10, Eric Magnus with Sub-Zero. Number 9, Cleveland Underground Music Radar, Volume 5, hit out last week. Number 8, debuting on Facebook, The Birthday Three Wishes. Now, people would say, what the heck is A Birthday Three Wishes? Well, I guess I'll tell you. Might as well. My thing right now is to let you know that if you go on Facebook and look up Birthday, and then the numeral 3, and then Wishes, you will see it happening at the Dialogue Center this coming Thursday, June 24th, 6 to 9 p.m., DJ Cowboy, Pulse Points Entertainment. It's happening at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, 6 to 9 p.m., Alfred Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy. June 24th birthday party has to have 3 birthday wishes to happen, or there won't be a birthday party. Number 1, a GMS reunion, which is in the works. Number 2, a working man-to-man program where young men are mentored. Number 3, a legitimate Black-on-Black Crime, Inc. hip-hop workshop tribute and memorial. If even one of those things aren't completed, there'll be no party, period. Well, looks like there will be one, because, hey, what good is doing something if you're not figuring out a way to give back? Doesn't make much sense to me. Number 7, debuting, is on Facebook, I Wish for Justice CLE. I Wish Justice CLE. Now, you all might say, what's going on? Well, here it is right now. We've been reading about certain things that have been happening in regards to Tamir Rice. Friday, June 25th at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, One Wish Justice for Tamir. That's June 25th, CLE. Tamir's Campaign for Justice, Clevelanders Against Federal Policing. And that will be happening on the 25th, on what Tamir Rice's birthday falls on, had he still been living. Basically speaking, they wanted the Department of Justice to reopen this case, which Donald Trump in his presidency allowed to close. There have been several signature points being sent in, petition signed, so there you go. Number 6, debuting, Music Meals Foundation to One Can Make a Difference Food Drive. That's the Music Meals Foundation, One Can Make a Difference Food Drive. As a matter of fact, that one to me is very special because it does tell the truth. One can make a difference. That happens Saturday, 10 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Music Meals Foundation, One Can Make a Difference Food Drive, and Cleveland Stop the Violence Rally. As a matter of fact, the thing about it is, Saturday, June 26th, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., where there'll be canned foods, canned fruits, items, food given away. There's a drop-off going through for that. And then with the rally itself, the time for it is 2 to 6 p.m., 2 to 6 p.m., time and location, at the Central Christian Church, 697 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. It's the objective is to raise awareness of violence due to mental health within our communities. Offer consultation resources on anger management through our various affiliated agency partners, offering live entertainment, various activities for the youth, and guest motivational speakers. The audience will be college students, local youth, and families. So with that being said, when you look at that, that's a good look, the Stop the Violence Rally event happening this Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. They've had drop-offs on other items, and so that's a beautiful thing in itself to see that happening within my region. I'm real proud of it. Number five in the top 10 events that are making noise, things that have happened within the past week or is making noise. Number five, debuting Mercedes White, the graduation rewind party with Black House Sound on Sound, photobooth216.com, Man in the Street, Art McCoy Radio covered it. Danielle Woods, Queen of Mine, did a great job. Mediterranean, that was excellent. That happened yesterday. Number four, debuting Facebook, you can look it up. J.T. Lynch, Stephen E. Boyd, Rashawn Blake, Vince Robinson in concert, Larchmere Arts, Freedom Jazz. That happened last Saturday, the past Saturday, day before yesterday. Number three, debuting Facebook, the In Search of the Land album release celebration with the legend himself, Daniel Gray Kantar. That was last Friday on the 10-5 East 105. Number two, It Makes Sense debuting All Father's Day events. It was just too many to name or try to rank. And then number one, moving up, all Juneteenth events that happen. I am in an excellent mood. Before I go and check in with the 216-312 phone number, I'm going to shut my mouth and go to the 216-324. So area code 216-324. I am coming to your phone line and ask, how are you and who are we talking to?
How you doing, my brother? As always, you know I miss you and I love you. This is Vashawn F. Head. This is One Man's Opinion by Vashawn F. Head.
Man, I'm glad to talk to you, my brother. First of all, let me stop and say happy belated Father's Day to you. We will do
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
No
to all
problem.
All you brothers out there. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. How is the family, first of all?
Outstanding. The family is getting bigger every single day. My immediate family is much love. But you already know me. My family is worldwide. So every day that I'm out there with the people and I'm talking to them and feeling what they feel, I'm doing good. And the family's continually growing.
I hear you. And I'm going to ask you, why do you do what you do? Because when I look at you, I see a person who is so involved in the community. You're helping to feed the community. I saw you and Brother Dantes Taylor making sure people get fed. I see you by yourself making sure people get fed. I see you working with others to do those things. I see you as an excellent motivational speaker. And I have to ask you, brother, what causes you to be the way you are?
Because I'm blessed enough to see all the brainwashing that's around me and to know and recognize that my brothers and sisters, because if you understand history, you understand origin, you'll understand what I mean, are being caught in a rat race. We know it, we sense it, and we feel it, but we also ignore it at the same time. And if I can make a difference, when this COVID first started, my wife was straight online. She worked the floor of COVID, you understand? But the more that I went out there, and this is one of the reasons why I made my first YouTube piece, was to tell y'all that anybody that was out there with a mask on their face serving the public, y'all matter too. And I mean that from my heart. The reason why I say y'all matter is because plenty of people stayed home. Plenty of people were scared. It wasn't just about, well, I got to keep my business open. See, that, to me, is part of the brainwash, where they had no other choice. Did you?
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, just a couple of things to touch on before I leave you to say whatever you would like to say. But one of the things I definitely want to ask you about is your being an author. Where did you come up with the idea, one man's opinion?
You like that story. Came up with one man's opinion because when I was little, my auntie used to always say that everybody has an opinion, like everybody has a hot belly button.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, gotcha.
Yep.
No, she said a belly button as a kid, exactly. You understand?
Right.
And I grew to understand that if we were to learn how to have a different perspective. See, they have us looking for being 100%. There's only one person that I know of as far as most people believe in. Okay, that was perfect. Then all y'all got to do is be 99%. That means you only got to work on 1%. It's a very easy theorem. Okay? But once you learn to remove your 1%, once you learn that the bridge between the conscious and the subconscious, which they also lying to you about, okay, is knowledge, you stop being scared of it and you start seeing these things that are around you that you have plugged in to for what they are, tools. You're the original program. Our bodies are electric. Our mind has there's nothing our minds can't do. And by the way, that's a myth that we only use 10% of our brain. That really makes no sense. And again, this is my humble opinion, but I want you people to go out there and don't listen to me. Find it for yourself. Use these things for other than shopping. Please share, my brother.
I hear you. And so with that being said, what is one of the...
You about to let me go? You about to let me go?
What would
it.
Like to add? We're going to let you off the hook, off the chains for a few minutes. Go ahead, man. You got 8 minutes. Say whatever is on your mind.
Okay. All right, then. Well, here's something. And again, I need you to understand I have acronyms. IMHO, in my humble opinion, and A2D, agree to disagree. Okay, because we wouldn't fight as much if we understood that everybody has a perspective. With that said, here's a little bit of some of the things that I've learned. Did you know that Tesla and Einstein were friends?
Did you know
that both of them were very, very spiritual? As a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube, okay, and use it for something else other than music and silly stuff, what did Einstein say about religion? Okay, hopefully everyone knows Einstein. Well, first of all, one of the things that Einstein said, and these are straight shots from YouTube, that the word God is for me nothing more than an expression and product of human weakness. The Bible, a collection of primitive and childish legends. He also goes on to say that his religious feelings takes the form of, rapturous amazement at the harmony of natural law, which reveals an intelligence of such superiority that compared with it, human beings are an utter insignificant reflection. He refers to as the one higher power. And understand something, we squabbling over a name.
Right.
Any any language that is translated cannot be properly translated exactly. Okay, I'm going to prove to you in the 8 minutes that evil and good are man-made constructs by using Noah Webster. Anyway, Einstein basically says that the higher power is the old one. He refers to it as the old one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say that there are three stages of religion as far as man is concerned. The first stage is called the tribal stage, which primitive man, it is, fears that evokes religious notion. And I believe that because that is part of the formula of fear, that in honesty, we had a certain naive respect or innocent respect of the things that we did not control. Okay, God, by Noah Webster's definition, is anything greater than yourselves. So if you believe in a higher power, then you are unified as brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter what form you follow. By the way, also, Noah Webster also states that Christians and Muslims were the only intelligent beings and everybody else was heathens at that time. Christians and Muslims, Mohammedans. Back to Einstein. Einstein basically goes on to say, fear of hunger, wild beasts, sickness, and death. One objective now is to secure the favor of these beings, to appropriate them. That's stage one of religion. Stage two, the desire for guidance, love, and support prompts the moral conception of God. This is a God of providence which protects, disposes, rewards, and punishes, the God who cherishes the life of the tribe. And then third is the mystical experience. Now, he throws the first two out as being childish, and we haven't evolved. He says that the stage three is mystical experience, transcendence experience, religious experience, mystical experience, peak experience, nirvana, satori, union, and yoga. These cause a cosmic religious feeling, no fear, no anthropomorphism. Look that up. Okay, basically what it means is no following one God or any other theorems of that nature, and no superstition. He believes that there is a third state of religious experience, which I call cosmic religious feeling. Cosmic religious feeling is the strongest and noblest incitement to science research. It is more important function of art and science to awaken this feeling and keep it alive in those who are capable of it. This is the brainwashing that y'all don't know. Y'all don't know that they have you chasing after yin and yang, but there are three. There's another symbol called the tri-yin and yang. Balance is three, not two. Tesla states that if you learn the laws of 3, 6, and 9, you will understand the secrets of the universe. Tesla, too, was spiritual, along the same line. But y'all don't know that. All y'all know is that they made the bomb, that they're known for being geniuses, and they're smart. Y'all are too, family, all of you. We didn't get dropped off, okay? We were sailing the seas. And if you go to One Man's Opinion by Bashana's Head, because the channel's up now, my brother, and you look at my playlist where I do the promo for this, I will be blessed for you to check out what I say at the African Museum when we were blessed with BBCI to be there for an event. That was put on by one of the brethren. You understand what I'm saying? It's up there for you to see. I don't want you to believe me. This is my... And based on what I'm doing and the things that everybody is seeing, I only know how to be one way. I took to heart when Jesus says in the red, by the way, the Bible, okay, if a family that prays together stays together, what happens if they read from 28 different books? There are 28 different versions of the King James Bible. Did y'all know that? Did you know that everyone knows this, the seven deadly sins, I'm sure. Did you know that there are the seven holy virtues? Did you have any idea and know that the Ten Commandments, okay, come from the 42 principles of Mott, your real heritage? Did you know that every brother and sister that is here is brother and sister, that we all come? We all recognize that the cradle of life is Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the cradle of life is Africa, then that means, and by science now, look it up in the book that's coming out, One Man's Opinion by Vashon of Head, The Rise of the Phoenix. The illusion is revealed. That's what I'm doing. You ask me, brother, what am I writing this book for? To answer questions that I've been blessed enough to understand a little bit about. See, y'all want to control. That's an illusion. There is no such thing as control. The only true control you have is self-control. You have all these different messages. Go ahead, please, share, brother, share.
So I was getting ready to say, I appreciate you very much. And as I go to my next three phone callers, you have about a good 20 seconds. Would you like to leave contact or what?
Yes, actually I would. Please look me up. Google search, Amazon.com, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, where I have one of my books there, and, of course, YouTube, One Man's Opinion by Vashon F. Head. Just look for the old brother that looks like he's confused. Love you, family. Peace.
Peace, and appreciate you. My thing is, I put out so many announcements earlier, so I don't have to do that. Before I go to the 216-849 or the 216-235 before that number, I'm going to the patient person of 216-312. 216 is your area code. 312 is your number. How are you doing out there?
Hi, Al. How you doing? Can you hear me pretty good?
I can. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. I love the last caller and the information he was spilling. I like that.
No problem. Same here. Same here. I'm very blessed and highly favored to have so many powerful people that I'm blessed to, that they allow me to be around them. So who are you this evening?
Yes, my name is Nathan Hill.
Okay. 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 Tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on.
Yes, I'm an event planner and an organizer. I started 8 years ago organizing concerts with my partner, the Novel Joiner, from EDM, hip-hop, R&B, pop, dance shows, festivals. And recently, we just started doing things for the basically a toy drive last Christmas, and then now we're doing things for the local community, food drives and Cleveland Stop the Violence rallies.
Excellent. And with that, I want to say that the Cleveland Stop the Violence page, I appreciate it because it delves into a lot, but it has so many solutions are offered, and I'm going to ask two questions. They may be basically the same. I don't know. But question number one is, was the page set up to provide solutions? And out of that page, I'm looking at a solution. I see that on Facebook it says Music Meals Foundation. One Can Make a Difference, Food Drive. Talk to me about the solutions and the concept of it and everything like that.
Yes, Al. Yes, the page was created to spread the awareness of violence within Cleveland and how we can come together as a group to stop the violence. And one of the biggest causes of violence is mental illness, and that is a disease. So we created the group 4 years ago. Started picking up steam. And yes, the group originally was made for me and other members to post what's going on, like in the city of Cleveland, pertaining to violence and mental illness.
Okay. I appreciate that because a lot of times that is so overlooked that you cannot help but notice that it is a very, very problematic, I'll say, scene and setting in our community that you just have to deal with it because it's already been not dealt with for so long, and we see the results of it. And so with that being said, how is this event on Saturday? Talk to me about it, please, and the importance of it.
Yes. Another thing I want to add before that is I grew up, my granddad's retired detective.
Okay.
So I was around him working towards doing something good in our local communities by fighting crime. So if we spread awareness about it and help people, it helps the people who's out there risking their lives every day to keep us safe.
Got you. And I can appreciate that. Definitely. I'm appreciative of hearing that because you wonder what causes certain people to do certain things, and that's why I had to ask you because it is – you've been in events going on a decade now. So how has being an event planner helped you out to what I see as a major event coming up on June the 26th?
Yes, he's an event planner in me and my partner, the novel. He's here now. He's listening. If you'd like him to say a couple words. But it's more of just having fun. It's having fun and just bringing people together to do things that we love to do. Creating a platform for the artists and entertainers. And we never really had an issue with violence. It's all about just being open and communicative with people and upfront, and just treat people how you would like to be treated.
So
I hear you.
I'm sorry.
No, I was getting ready to ask you, what is your event partner? What is the first? The area code and the first three digits of the number.
He's right here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, the area code is 216.
He's right here with me.
No,
okay,
he's right here with me. Do you want him to call in or you want him to speak?
Oh, no, he can go ahead and speak. Go right ahead.
What do you want me to speak about?
The event coming up on Saturday, how did it become a collaborative effort? Because if more people would collaborate, you could get a lot of things done.
Yeah. You know, we have guest speakers, and we also have live entertainment for the youth.
You don't? I'm looking forward to that. I am, and it is exciting, and I'm going to at least ask you in putting that work into it, the importance you feel in getting the entertainment out there to at least add to it, because this is not a boring event by the long shot.
No,
not
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. So you, the first part of this event is we're having a food drive. So the food drive is one can make a difference.
Okay.
We will do this monthly. But the goal is to feed over 50 families first time, and then every event that we do, build it up, more and help more and more families. We're giving out bags with set food, and the food is basically for families that come and grab the bags and make meals.
Excellent.
To help feed their families.
Excellent. And then other parts of it are?
Yes. So the time is 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's this Saturday, June 26th. It's at Central Christian Church, The address is 697 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44108.
Got you.
Yes. And the second part is our rally, and that's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're having performances, guest speakers, bouncy houses for the kids, ice cone makers, like ice, you know, the ice makers.
Yes.
It's going to be overall fun, yeah.
I appreciate you all very much. And
thank you. Thank you.
I would, no problem. I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how easy was it to get entertainers and other people involved in a good cause? Because a lot of times people like to talk about, well, so the entertainment, they're so selfish, nobody cares, this, that, and other. You're proving them wrong. So I would like for you to at least give us a final word on how easy it has been to be able to get people to get involved with an excellent cause.
Yes, sir. It was really easy because me and the novel have a good repertoire with dealing with this. So it was easy for us to reach out, like, hey, we got something positive going on. Would you like to be involved? And majority of the time, the artist said yes if they had positive music, you know, clean music.
Right.
It is a church. So clean, positive music that's talking about change or something that can motivate and uplift someone who's basically going through something. Not every artist had that positive or clean music, but they were willing to create something, you know, just to be involved in this cause, in this event. So that's a good thing to hear, that someone who mainly make, you know, certain type of music is willing to switch it up towards a good cause.
That's a powerful blessing right there. And I'm going to at least leave out this way. You've given us so much information. How can people contact you, follow you on social media, become a part of, join in, work with the movement? How can we do that?
Yes, sir. They can find me on Facebook at Nathan Hill on Facebook. My business partner, the novel, Joyner, on Facebook. His name is D, spelled D-E-N-O-V-A-L. His last name is Joyner, J-O-I-N-E-R. And they can join our Facebook group, Cleveland Stop the Violence, on Facebook.
I want to thank you both very much for taking the time to call in. I knew that earlier we didn't know if it would be two different lines or not, but I appreciate you all being there and working together and calling in and setting that example of what working together can accomplish. I look forward to seeing you all this coming Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, stay blessed, and definitely feel free to hold the line. I am at least, again, thankful that the Creator has allowed me to run into so many positive people who are out there to make change in the community. 216-235, you've been on very patient. How are you doing out there, 216-235?
What's going on?
Kiroy.
What's
going on,
Major?
First
of all, I want to start out with saying rest in power to my aunt, Lise. This has been my second aunt that passed this year. It was like crazy, like back to back. So shout outs to her. Made she transition, you know. And shout outs to her daughter, you know. She left her with beautiful grandchildren, you know, a beautiful daughter. You know, kept good care of them and stuff, you know, coached her daughter into progressing and stuff, and got her together and stuff like that. So, right now, our family, we just give her comfort, especially my oldest cousin.
Yes,
sir. Which not my oldest cousin, but she an older cousin of mine and stuff. So I know she needs a bunch of comfort right now. So we just, you know, support her right now because this was something tragic and unexpected. Last one was tragic and unexpected also. So I've been dealing with, you know, family, you know what I'm saying, just seeing how we going, you know, if we get her home going together because she just passed Saturday.
Right. So. And you definitely have our prayers and deepest sympathy, so you definitely need to know that.
Yeah. You know, it's been tough for my mom, too, because I was one of her closest sisters. You know, really, very close sister. I mean, she close with most of her sisters and stuff, you know. So that was one that really stood out to her.
Right.
That was her big sister. Yeah, so rest in power, Auntie Lise. I love you so much.
Right.
Can't wait to see you again, you know. So, besides that, I just called in. I like what the one brother was talking about. I need to hear it. I was in some enlightenment about spirituality, things of that nature. So I'm glad to even hear that brother talk, you know. Okay, hey, bro, when you do your book, man, I want to be one of the first ones to copy, man. So I'm ready for that. So hurry up and drop that book, bro.
For real.
Mr. LaShawn Epstead. Yeah, Mr.
That's
LaShawn
right.
Epstead, man. Shout out to our brother. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nathan Hill, too, which y'all think I got going on. I will try to attend, though. My aunt's homecoming is Saturday. I will not be there more than likely. Though,
right.
I would like to come out and support y'all brothers, which the event you guys are putting on together and stuff, you know, especially when we got something to do with, you know what I'm saying, helping out the community, you know, putting food in people's mouths. So,
yes, sir.
Shout out to them brothers also. Come to Proprietor ENT. Like I said, we've been working on new material. Most of y'all already know that I just dropped the Rise of the Taps album, finally. You know what I mean? I had to, you know what I'm saying, put some work in this because I wanted this to be a very professional album and people to get a better understanding of tap along with the evolution, like evolving the whole tap genre into the whole hip-hop scene, you know. So made people get an understanding out of this album, you know. Once you guys hear it, you can catch me in the city anytime. You know, I got these. They're going $10 a pop. I got bigger news about this album, though. I'm going to bring that topic up probably in the next week or so, and
okay.
Address it about the tap album. But you guys can catch me in the city. You know, I'm not hard to find. My number is 216-235-8439. If anyone want a copy of this Major Taps Rise of the Taps album, give me a call at that number, and I will come to you. You know what I mean?
And I want to tell you that Francis Caldwell, the African Museum, the African History Museum, where you did not only the song No Justice, No Peace, but
yes,
you also gave a hoofin' swag, hoofin' style tap dancing exhibition that was so nice that she had requested for me to refine the video, put it out, tag her in it, so that she can have other people from the museum who board of trustees who didn't make it out get a chance to see it. So that'll be on my to-do list this evening as well to re-put that out there. A phenomenal job, and just thank you for at least representing a trade that a lot of us might not think about.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, shout out to Miss Francis. You know, she, you know what I'm saying, she got that building, you know what I'm saying, for us to, you know what I'm saying, express our talents. And so shout out to Black House Sounds that put that event on. So, yes, most definitely. I appreciate that love, you know, and what else do I have to say? Oh, yeah. that song, the piece I did at that showcase, the first piece I did, I dedicated, and it's on the album, so you guys can hear it.
Okay.
That was a dedication to my hoofing instructor, Bubba Taps. If you guys run across me and see the album, on the album cover, it's a picture of me and my instructor. That's my instructor you guys see next, right beside me. He passed about 5 years ago, Mr. Bubba Taps. That was my ace, man. Mr. Bubba Taps transitioned longer than that. It's been about 7 years, I have to say. It's been about a good 7 years. And my hoop instructor, Edward Hoople Ferguson, passed and everything. Though he was a good mentor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Always had encouraging things to say, you know. Everybody lived around Cleveland, you know, He's a legend within himself, especially. He's a legend. A lot of people, I'm the one that want to just bring his legacy and more people to know about him and stuff like that, because I feel like he wasn't talked about as much as of recent, and it was kind of disturbing for all what he had did. I know you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys sent you guys condolences and stuff like that. It was kind of disturbing
to see.
It wasn't a whole bunch of people. It was kind of disturbing to see it wasn't a whole bunch of people at his home going. I was kind of surprised, like wow, because this man is, like, really known, you know what I'm saying. So all I can say is that he didn't have that much family, you know. He married a beautiful wife, his wife Zelma, his late wife Zelma that passed, and basically her family took him in as he got older, you know, when I dropped through,
right.
You know what I'm saying, he was doing things of that nature and stuff like that. So shout out to him. That one track is called Bubba Taps. That track is dedicated to him, and it's a nice piece too. Like, you guys don't hear, you know what I'm saying, that real hoofing sound and everything, but that man taught me, you know what I'm saying, the styles he taught me and things of that nature and stuff. You know, so I want y'all to just check that album out. And before I get over here, man, because I'll be on this internet at the time, and I'll be seeing some crazy stuff, man. It's been disturbing. Well, I seen where it's a trial going on. We got, like, us as black men, man, we got to protect our women. We got to know how to walk away from situations when they get too hectic and stuff like that. I've been looking at this trial with, it happened 2018 where this man murdered his baby mother and his daughter and tried to kill his son. And this man up here testifying in court, and it's like, evidence is all pointing at you, dude. Like, you might as well just say, like, just lock me up. Just lock me up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Save us the trouble.
You know, anytime your son, you tried to stab your son up. I mean, you did stab your son. And fortunately, he survived to be able to tell the story, you know. It's just a sad case, especially as us as black men, when you see this stuff. We ain't, like, when I was in the 90s, you ain't hear about this stuff. You ain't hear about black men just coming out, just killing their women. You heard about the other side, you know what I'm saying? Not to be sounding funny, but you heard, you know what I'm saying, more of that.
Yes, you did.
I don't know if it's the drugs, you know what I'm saying, with the music, the music, whatever, you know what I'm saying, the mentality, the food they putting me in and everything. But us as black men, man, we got to step it up, man, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? We got brothers out here still disrespecting non-women. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense.
Yes,
it don't make no sense. And you know, with, like, BMA, we all about that, you know what I'm saying, protecting our women and children and stuff like
that.
So I had to speak on that because it's a sad case where you see stuff like that happening, and it don't seem like it's getting better. It seems like it's getting worse. So I just want to put that message out there to everybody. So, you know what I mean? Everybody,
thank you so much.
Yeah, learn how to have a peace of mind with yourself. Learn how to love yourself first before you love anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to have self-control. So with that being said, I'm out.
Appreciate you, brother. You said a lot of things in that. Peace of mind, self-control, and love yourself first. I'm going to go to the 216-849. You've been very patient. I appreciate it. 216-849, how are you? Going once?
Are you talking?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Porter, I'm sorry. This is I was just supporting all and listening to the awesome conversation. So I'm sorry. I was just, I'm at work and I was just listening to my earpiece and, you know, giving support to what you do and what my husband does and the other gentlemen. So I was just listening. I didn't know
no,
I was actually going.
No problem. Well, I appreciate you for listening. And what does your husband do?
My husband is Deshaun Head.
Got you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to ask you, how important is family support, even spousal support of what people do? How important is it? Because, you know, when you come around, you know, I've noticed how your husband is smiling when he has that spousal support. So how important is it?
To me, it's extremely important. It's unity. It's love. It's letting the person know that you agree with what they're doing. And he supports me. I support him. It's a family thing. We support each other. And the overall goal is to make change. Change for the better for our family. Change for the better for this world. And I believe in what he's saying. And working better, working towards building a better relationship in my own flow, you know, and knowing that things will be better with my flaws and learning to change different things because each of us come with our own issues, but working it out together makes a difference. And I'm about loving family. And loving family is crucial to me. And like as my husband says, family doesn't have to be your blood. It could be the people who you come in contact with that makes you feel a certain type of way. You know, they sometimes blood don't treat you right. So if that, as he says, and I agree that if the person is not deserving of that title and someone else is that doesn't have your blood, remove that and give it to the one who is. You still respect and love them, maybe from afar, but you give that, that's my opinion, you give that love and honor to that person who's being there for you. Without any, they're doing it from the kindness of their heart. Without I'm not as fluent in my words as my husband is.
You just said.
You know, go ahead.
I was getting ready to say, you just said so many wonderful hashtags and things to even make me think. I just wanted to honestly say I appreciate you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate what y'all do.
Hey, no problem. And again, we are talking to who?
This is Teresa Head.
Hey.
Head Artworks.
All right, then. And wait a minute. Head Artworks. What exactly is that? And the reason I'm asking is because I have a beautiful candle that is doubles as a couple of other things I could use it for. What is it?
Well, Head Artworks was created by my husband, and it is handmade items that's customized for you that we can make your favorite presents into the items that we use daily. But even more than that, it was created because of my husband having a disability, and he's just a little genius. He comes up with so many different things. He's very creative, and what he created now, born by my version of it, he can elaborate a lot better, but that he created this to express himself, to show his skills and his talents. It's a lot of one-of-a-kind, different type of pieces, things that come to him to create. And he came up with the initials H-A, H-A, because when he started to do different things and people were giving him negative, you know, people give you negative response, so when it makes it to the way he wants it to, then it will be not just H-A with the head artwork, but the word ha, I made it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and may you enjoy the rest of the program.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. My thing is, I'm very blessed, highly favored. There are three different things that were being worked on, or else there would have been no need to even think about doing a birthday party this coming Thursday, June 24th. 6 p.m. at 15 Kipling Avenue, the Dialogue Center. My thing is this. DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, will be providing sounds. We will have Monica, Queen Pulse Points there. And as others come through, we will have a GMS. That was one of the three things I wanted, was a GMS. Hood Famous Reunion with Suave Gotti, Brother Shakespeare, Miss GMS, Sheena Parker, Lil Lisa, the other Miss GMS, myself. That was one of those things. Number two is a working hip-hop workshop tribute in history. That's the work in progress that we're ending off by midnight tonight, so that'll be ready. And number three, names like Vashawn F. Head, who had been creator, didn't know what I was thinking of working on with Brother Art McCoy. But Brother Vashawn asked three times, not once, twice, but thrice, three times, how about doing something for young men? The man-to-man program will restart. We'll have a kickoff with at least our first speaker will be Brother Vashawn F. Head. We'll listen to him and see what he would like to talk to young men about. We'll get a tentative date set up for maybe the second or third week in July, but we'll go over that probably before the 30th of June. And another person who should be a part of that and be able to speak, especially about a skill like hoofing and a few other things, is my brother Major Taps. So my thing is, I'm thankful because it looks like we have a lot going on. But when you're not able to help the people as you know you should, sometimes you ask, well, what the hell are you doing? And man-to-man program for Black Man's Army, Black-owned Black Crime, Inc., we got to help. With that being said, I'm going to go out on, you won't hear the whole thing, but from CCR 2, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2, I might as well play I Ain't Listen from Black House Sounds. There's a lot of knowledge in this song. I'll let it play for as long as I can. Thank you very much. Hey, it's 6 minutes and 10 seconds, so at least we're doing good to hear. A couple of minutes.
And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right thing, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap, so it's on fire.
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this irony? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. banner. Harriet Tubman through the winter. We talk against each other, close set up. Throw the shackles in the chains, ever let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me. No matter what they say, they never hurt me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me. I ain't listening. My ancestor told me it's journey, not today. I didn't listen to the condition. Big business, not today. I didn't listen. My ancestors just told me it's a journey, not today. If I can go to Africa and sell my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over. Take over the pyramids in Egypt, a newer order. If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. And when Africans come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a home. I ain't listen, no matter what they say. Today, I didn't listen to the good.